Hey guys, so welcome back to Wild and Basic. So I can't believe it's still January. I feel like maybe I am getting confused by this because I feel like it's like I'm gonna see this somewhere, but I don't know where. I'm definitely gonna see this on social media. That like I think it's either January or February. People are like, January feels like, I think it's January. I hope I'm not confusing with this. People are going to be posting those memes or videos that like, why did January felt like it was 60 days or 90 days? Which kind of like, I feel that because like, it's still January 13, although it feels like it's January 23rd. So I don't know. I just feel like this month feels longer. Like, it feels like this has been the longest new year or first month of the new year ever. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like that's something happens every month. I don't know. It's like a weird way of starting the first, like the new episode. So I apologize if this came across random. Yeah, that's the only way to describe it. Anyways, I'm very excited for February actually, because I feel like, although don't get me wrong, February is still gonna be cold as fuck, just like January. Although there's gonna be some days it's gonna be slightly warmer. Like today, it's like close to 40 degrees, but most likely it's going to be still colder. But it's like we are 1 month or less than 1 month close to spring. I know you're going to be saying that, Mers, I hate to break it to you or I don't want to burst your bubble. March is not warm, but it's still spring, guys. Like, let me have that moment, please. I'm having like this winter depression. Like, this is the only way for me to express myself. Like, please let me have it. I sometimes wish that like there were a comment section on podcasts, but then I'm just realizing that like it's good that it's not, it doesn't exist, because I get so many like responses on a regular basis. I mean, I'm not trying to say this like it's a popular thing, just generally on the overall basis. That's why sometimes I try to post less on stories, because people just love to give their opinions and that overwhelms me. And that's why I feel like this podcast is kind of like a place for me to really, really express myself. And obviously, if you feel like judging, feel free, as long as you don't write it in the reviews, because I'm fragile, very fragile. I mean, I feel like I'm going through phases a couple times. Like, sometimes I just don't give a crap and I'm totally okay with it. And I understand it's just social media, but there are times that it gets to me. So, yeah. Again, another tangent that I'm going on that's probably shouldn't have lasted this long. Yeah, those are the things that I'm going through right now. And I feel like this is all a part of depression that I'm going through right now. Because of winter, this cold weather, like, it's just not for me. Like, I just feel like my body somehow can manage it, even with my Canada Goose, I guess. I mean, still, even with Canada Goose, it's still cold. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's just, it's not good. Like, I don't love it. Like, I don't enjoy it. Like, it's just not for me. It's really not made for me. I personally just can't wait to be in place that, like, it's just warmer. And one thing I also want to make say, because like, I feel like people always say this, is they're like, oh my god, I miss the seasons. Like, I personally don't mind when the temperature goes to like maybe 60s, I mean even 50 something, I can work with that, as long as it doesn't stay like, it stays that way, like it doesn't go below 50. That's when we start to have problems, like, or when the temperature is just like, I mean, the sun just doesn't never seem to come out, and you're like, God, like, please give me something. Like, it just gives you nothing, literally. I mean, nowadays, like, it's slightly better. Oh my God. One thing I feel like I haven't mentioned this in this podcast, although because I'm always mentioning it, like some of the problems that I'm having in the beginning of the episode before we get into today's topic. Speaking of that, let me say today's topic, then I'm going to talk about the tangent that I was going to start that I haven't started or mentioned it at all, which is very funny, weird, because I say everything here. So today's topic, we are going to be talking about these racing thoughts, or in some ways that we call in like the causes of our insomnia at night. we're going to talk about like some of the healthy habits, sleep habits that we can, I don't know, apply to ourselves. Since it's the beginning of the new year, I just really want to make this podcast to be more tips and tricks or just like habits, ways that like, so it can hopefully help me mostly, but also help you guys if you're also going through that, because I think it is totally normal. This has been going through with me for the past 2 weeks, I think, or a week or so. Honestly, I don't know when I came back to New York City after, like, did I come? Yeah, it's been probably 2 weeks. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since I came back. So in the beginning, I really thought it was just jet lag, but I'm like, how long jet lag could last? Someone should Google that and let me know. But yeah, so that's why I thought like it's been probably some of my thoughts that that's just going through my head, mostly because of the stress that's I have been under recently. So I just thought
today's episode, you know, is brought to you by BetterHelp.
People are going, you guys know, that I'm well, a big advocate for therapy.
I go to it's therapy, highly and possible that it
literally has done wonders for me.
Because you know, you feel like
for the longest time, accomplish everything and inside, do everything,
and I haven't been, which is like, you know, anyone, that's like good goals.
Trust me, it's not a healthy goals, thing. But, you know,
they have don't also, have a safe place sometimes, or a let person go to talk to,
be kind to ourselves,
without feeling like someone is judging you.
We're going to talk about it,
or holding things
in our.
I don't know. I just feel like you need someone who you can just. For that,
let me just say it.
Those feelings.
Again, I don't remember.
And BetterHelp is just for
so,
that.
So yeah,
it's a professional counseling done securely online. You can send the message to your counselor anytime. You will be matched with your counselor.
I mean, in New York, it's just 48 hours.
Very hard.
You get
to find
timely and thoughtful
like
responses.
Feel like a dungeon.
Plus, you can also schedule weekly video or phone session.
But not just that. It's like
even
all
like
without
the
ever having
buildings
to sit
that you
paying
a lot
of
comfortable
money.
Waiting
most
room.
Of them are like,
I know that.
They don't have
me,
a view unless
too.
It's just a view
so
of
BetterHelp
building.
Is committed to facilitate
only
great therapeutic
you get
matches,
for you. Like
so they
it
make it
too
easy
close,
and free
you get
to change
sort of
counselors
sunlight.
If needed.
But
it's more affordable than
New York
traditional
is just
offline
so
counseling
with this,
and
everyone's
available.
Who's like who's been in the city for a long time?
They
know this.
As a listener, you'll get 10% of your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/construction sites. Join over 1 million
sites?
People who have taken charge of their mental health.
Scaffolds.
Yeah,
I think that's what
that's
it's called.
BetterHelp.
Yes. They will put these scaffolds all over. /listener.
Like, because apparently, I recently discovered this, so here I am informing you if you're planning to move to New York City. I don't know why I was saying this in such an excitement. Yeah, so there's this rule in New York City. That's why you will see so many scaffolds, because most buildings are very old. And according to regulation in New York City, I don't know if it is a state, I think it's just New York City, that every 10 years, 10 or 12 years, buildings have to fix their facade. Because of the regulation, but also because mostly they are just scared that because buildings are so old, something might fall off and people can get injured, hence they will sue the state or the building. And I feel like they will most likely sue the building, then the building most likely have to be like, well, it's not a requirement, then they will have to sue the state. So anyways, there's some sort of a weird regulation, hence you'll be seeing, you see like scaffolds all over the city all the time. Like one would like close or one would finish, then there would be another one across the street. Literally, it's just like ongoing shit. It's honestly ridiculous, like completely ridiculous. I mean I understand the point of it, but it's kind of also ridiculous. So anyways, yeah, this happens all the time, and sometimes this could happen in your building or building right next to you. And according to the regulation, so when they put the scaffolds, you know, because they're fixing the facade right next to you, they have to extend it, I don't know, 10-15 meters for the safety or something. I don't know, there's like some rule I was just reading. It's ridiculous. So it's essentially covering half of the light that I'm getting by the scaffold. So I'm probably getting like maybe 20%. Okay, I will be generous, maybe 25% of the light that I was like, I'm not getting anymore. No, like I'm only getting 25% of the light. Like usually I would get a lot more, but now I'm only getting of that light, 25% of it. So yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. It causes a lot of stress on me, hence I am mostly right now working on my dining table, but also mostly because like I don't want to see people just working and just having eye contact. Like that's just weird, you know? Like, I don't want to see that. Also because, like, I just want to feel comfortable at my home. But, like, they can literally see it directly because it's not, like, it's big windows. So, yeah, I mean, some of the perks of living in New York City, here I am, here to tell you. So, I apologize if I mentioned this before. I just feel like I haven't. So, anyways, yeah, that's the end of a rant. And let's get into today's topic. Thank you, Pear, for sponsoring this episode of Wild and Basic. If you have a business, you need a website. What's the best way to get the website up and running? Choose a website hosting company that makes it simple, like Pear Networks. Pear has over 20 years of experience managing the entire digital ecosystem for thousands of online businesses all around the world. Pear makes it easy for you with do-it-yourself website building tools and features, including simple drag-and-drop page design. And they have guaranteed US-based support technicians ready to help you whenever you need it. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Right now, when you sign up with Pear Networks, you'll receive 1 free month of web hosting. See for yourself how easy it is to build your website for free. Visit pear.com/free to get your first month of website hosting for free by using the code QUICKSTART. That's pear.com/free, promo code QUICKSTART to get started today. So it is very common that, you know, there are so many people who have problems with insomnia. It's just a common complaint that, like, you know, like, you just cannot, you have a problem with sleeping. I think there's obviously could be some medical conditions that's related to it. But overall, most of the time, when we're talking about insomnia, most people just generally say, like, I just don't know how to turn off my brain. Like, I just don't know how to turn it off. I feel like it's almost like a very similar thing. Maybe it's just the wrong, is this a metaphor? To use is like, you know, when you turn off your car, or, you know, when you turn off the engine, you know, like, it's like start engine or whatever, or it's a Tesla, then you don't have that. But even Teslas, they go to sleep, meaning like they turn off the car, goes into this idle, like, and doesn't, it's kind of like sleeping. And it's like a very similar technique, I guess, for us as humans. Is like at night we need to like turn off our minds and like just not think about anything. It's just like theoretically it sounds easier to say that, like, you don't think about it, but I feel like when you have like so much shit going on in your life, I mean, just us, like, life, being an adult, I feel like someone should have made a disclaimer. It's like, you know, when you're trying to be an adult, be like, would you like to be an adult? Yes or no? And read the description. Sort of like, you know, when you sign a contract and there's like always this little words, it's like so little that you can barely hear. I mean, you can barely see, but you have to read it. And those are the most important ones, guys. Most important ones. That's literally what being an adult is like. Like, it's like, I didn't sign up for this, but you're a part of this. So anyways, yes. Sometimes we just don't know how to turn it off. And I don't think this has more to do with psychology. I think it's more to do with, like, what's going on currently with our lives. And it's just totally normal. That's why I was saying that. Like, I feel like I really thought this was just a jet lag. But I'm like, can jet lag be lasting, like, 2 months? I mean, 2 weeks? Like, no. So anyways, I think there's so many aspects to it. So let's explore. I mean, number one thing is, like, obviously I mentioned, is, like, stress. I think we underestimate the power of stress. Like, I feel like if stress was a person, that would be probably the most muscular, big, tall person ever. Because, like, they would be, like, unstoppable. Some days it feels like that. I feel like because they just have so much power over us, and it can affect our entire mood, it can affect the our entire performance and everything, and hence our sleeping as well. And that's why I feel like sometimes when we, because of stress, we have these thoughts in our head, and I guess some people call these like racing thoughts, because they're sometimes like so crazy thoughts, because like it comes in like one moment, then turns into something else and another thing. Sometimes it literally feels like a movie, like it's like a chapter from your previous life or moment that you had in your life that you don't want to remember, but somehow it just comes up into your head. It's like they're just pulling it out and like you just wake up. This reminds me, like, if you guys never seen it, I would 100% recommend it. Maybe someone might call me childish, but I just absolutely love that movie. Inside Out. Yeah, it's by Disney, I think. Disney or Pixar? Wait, is Disney by Pixar? Okay, anyways, it doesn't matter. I'm getting off sidetracked. Yes, Inside Out, definitely watch it. In one of the parts is like when the girl was going to sleep and they're like, oh, what are we doing today? Like, what's the movie? What's the sketch? And sometimes like in the middle of the night, she pulls up this memory from her ice skating or from the memory of her, like, I don't know, falling down or something. Then she has to pull out something that would make her happy so she can feel full again and so she can go back to sleep. And these racing thoughts is just like that, honestly. It is, I mean, sometimes it can make us really sad, but it can also wake us up. But also it can turn into some really crazy thoughts, like very negative thoughts about how things could turn out or how messed up things could be in your head. But again, none of these are reality. It's just more because like you are so stressed with what's going on currently, or you are maybe processing certain things. And sometimes, again, stress could not be just like because you have so much work going on in your life, but it could be also like you have anticipation with certain things. I think I would say this from my personal experience, like waiting for things, like waiting for college application, like your response on that, or waiting to see if you will get the job or not, or waiting to see if you get hired for certain things. I don't know, waiting for things overall, it's the worst feeling in the world. Because it can really cripple, like it can really cripple you, like because especially because if you have been waiting for the longest time, it can affect the way I don't know, you're feeling about yourself sometimes. Because if it's like if it is really important, and if you have been waiting for a longest time, and that just started to own you at one point, you're like, what am I doing with my life? Like I'm still waiting for this. Why is this not happening? Hence the stress and hence these late night thoughts. You know, it's not, it doesn't help, you know, it really messes up your brain. But again, I'm not just here to say like, this just doesn't happen. It happens with every person. Doesn't mean that you're not healthy. It's just a part of life and the process that goes through with it. Another racing thoughts that comes with it is not with stress, but it's anxiety. We might feel this in certain ways about like things that's happening in our life. I don't know, maybe we lost someone or moving, I don't know, job loss, death, like financial situation, relationships, health concerns. These are all things that, you know, contribute to that, hence anxiety. But I think the way to like, this could also contribute to like the, what is it, stress as well. But I think this is why sometimes people always mention this. And that's why I feel like sometimes like some places can be so toxic for that. Hence, I want to explain this is like you can be the most, I don't know, educated, organized, you don't have to be workaholic or most like, I don't know, like up to date with your work. Like you're always doing things on time and everything. Like you could be the like person like that, but that doesn't mean that you have to be working all the time. Hence, like you have to be turning off at one point so you can have this restful sleep. And that's why you have to have, when you have those worrying times, don't try to do that at night. Maybe you can like set up a time that you're thinking like, oh my God, I'm so worried about this. Maybe I can talk this about it either with your therapist or with your friend or whoever you want to talk to, but get it off your chest so you don't have to have these thoughts at night. Because when some, I don't know, thoughts is going through your brain, it's going to keep going through your brain until you let it out or write it down. Journaling really helps a lot. So like that it's not, what is it, sucking you in to that deep hole that like you are worrying all the time. It's just very, very important. And that's why I think sometimes we don't realize this is that like we have to disconnect from what's going on in our today life to have
to go to our sleep. It's like a process. That's why sometimes I recommend this a lot. Again, you don't have to do this. Like watching TV is like one thing, but like even with TV, sometimes I will, at least for me, I would say watching something that's kind of like meaningless, funny, whatever, that's totally fine, because it's going to help you like decompress, like it's going to help you be like more relaxed, right? But don't watch something too serious or too sad or whatever, because, and especially you just go to sleep right after. Obviously, if you got used to it, that's okay, but most of the time it's going to affect the way you going to sleep that day. Like, it's very hard. That's why, like, it's good to just, like, watch something very meaningless, fun, but nothing else. Or just don't watch anything at all. That's why, like, I would recommend 100% doing, like, a long skincare routine, because it really helps you just calm down, almost like a spa session for yourself, and that's why I would call it disconnecting. But don't just do your skincare routine and just watch your TikToks or anything. I'm guilty of that. Like, I watch way too many TikToks, and not gonna lie, I love TikTok, but there are times that I would scroll and there are things that just hit me, then makes me sad. So not good. Not good for my mental health. And I'm pretty sure it's not just me who's feeling like this. That's why there are so many people actually who are deleting their TikTok. So I'm just saying, so be careful with that. And that's why like this skincare routines, like it helps so much. It's like when I do it, it's like I will do like, I don't know, like cleansing, then I will do mask, and like then I will do eye mask. It's like it's this long step that like that helps me just like calm myself, feeling like I am in a spa. Well, I mean, you can just do best, you know, like make you feel like you're at a spa. And once you're disconnected, you're gonna feel your best. And that's why like I'm trying to also even put my phone away at night, like away meaning is like not close to my bed, like I mean maybe in another room or stuff, so it's like so I'm not connected to it at all. I mean, obviously there are more stresses that's coming through, but I'm just trying to put myself in there that like I'm done for today, I posted what I needed to post, it's fine, like I don't have to deal with this right now. There are times I make mistakes, like I'm like, oh, there's just one comment, whatever. But it's always like that. It's like you respond to one thing, then there's another thing, then you never end up turning it off, and you know, you're screwed. So definitely, definitely watch out for that so that you don't end up in that hole. Definitely set yourself a time so that like you are disconnecting, you are relaxing before you're going to bed. And definitely do this like from 30 minutes before or so, so you don't feel like you feel almost fully relaxed so that you're ready to go to bed. Because you always have to keep this in your mind. And the last thing I'm going to say is that like stress or whatever you're going through right now, it's gonna be here tomorrow as well. So don't beat yourself up thinking about it, what you can do about it overnight. Because that's not going to solve anything. Although there are times that like that could be simple things that could solve you. But if it is like a big life decision, don't do that overnight. Let that thought, thinking, and sleep overnight. Then you can think about it in the morning and see how you can fix it. Alright guys, so that was the episode for today. I hope you guys liked this episode. If you do, please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. And I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Bye guys.